President Trump made his first address to the United Nations this morning. He said parts of the world were, quote, going to hell, and he singled out Iran and Venezuela, as well as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his nuclear missile tests.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
Joining us now from New York is Michelle Kellerman, NPR diplomatic correspondent. Michelle, we'll talk about what he said about North Korea, but overall, what struck you about the speech and how it was received in the chamber?
Well, he was quite combative, Jeremy, using language that we don't usually see in that kind of a setting. He was defending his America First agenda, talking about the importance of sovereignty, and also challenging the world body to live up to its expectations to resolve problems. You know, some of these kind of nationalist themes may have gotten him a lot of applause at a political rally, but here the response was rather muted. When he was blasting North Korea, for instance, the cameras turned to the empty chairs at the North Korean delegation right in the front row. When he blasted Iran, we could see the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nodding his head in agreement, but not a lot of applause on some of those big themes.
Was his language about North Korea an escalation? He used the term Rocket Man, but that's something that he had used in a tweet just the other day.
Right. But, you know, to hear it and to see it in a tweet and to hear it at a diplomatic forum like this is quite something. And, you know, it was kind of jolting to hear. But it's also possible that what he's trying to do is just jolt the UN to act, especially China and Russia. China is the biggest trading partner with North Korea, and the U.S. really wants to see China do something about it. But those countries want the U.S. to get serious about negotiating with North Korea. So, you know, while Trump is talking tough on the world stage, other countries are talking about the need for a political solution. And by the way, Trump's speech came shortly after Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke to the General Assembly, and he said fiery talk can lead to fatal misunderstandings. This is a time for statesmanship, he said. We must not sleepwalk our way into war.
Trump also talked about Iran. He called that country an economically depleted rogue state and a murderous regime. And he said this about the nuclear deal that the Obama administration negotiated with Iranian leaders.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it. Believe me.
I don't think you've heard the last of it. First of all, what does that mean? And secondly, are U.S. officials going to be meeting with Iranians this week in New York?
Well, what it means is the Trump administration doesn't like the deal because it didn't cover other sides of Iranian behavior. It didn't cover the missile program. It didn't cover human rights and terrorism and everything else. So the U.S. wants the world to get tougher on Iran about all those other things. And it also has some very specific concerns about the nuclear deal and how long it goes into effect, for instance, these so-called sunset clauses. And there's some idea that the U.S. wants to renegotiate some of this. Now, the Europeans and others are pushing back. They want the nuclear deal to stay in place. At least it keeps Iran's nuclear program in check for the time being, especially at a time when the world has to turn its attention to North Korea. The Europeans are organizing a meeting tomorrow on the sidelines of the General Assembly, and that's where we expect Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to have his first face-to-face encounter with his Iranian counterpart. The two men haven't even spoken, according to State Department officials.
Michelle, the leaders of Russia and China are not there this week in New York. But President Trump did mention Ukraine, and he mentioned the conflict in the South China Sea, where China has been claiming territory. What was his message to Russia and China?
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, those countries often talk about sovereignty as a key issue. And President Trump said sovereignty is key for everybody. And he said that should also apply to places like Ukraine, where Russia has annexed Crimea and still has troops and support for rebels, Russian-led rebels in the east of Ukraine. So, you know, he's saying we got to solve problems. We have to work as individual countries,
right.
But also that includes those two countries.
That's NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman in New York at the UN. Thank you.
Thank you.